Talk Live, 800-259-9231. It's the Saturday night edition. That's our Saturday-only phone number, by the way. 1-800-259-9231. We're here live, as always, until 10 o'clock Eastern Time here on this lovely Saturday evening. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And, as always, anything goes on Free Talk Live. What does that mean, Manwich? Anything goes.
It means you can call in and talk about anything you want. Personal stuff, political stuff, whatever you want.
Yeah, whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you get the last 7 months' worth of archives of the show, all of it for free, right there on the front page of the website. There's no special membership area. There's no credit card transactions. No games. We just give you the stuff that you want free at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to their website at freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604, freestateproject.org.
So, yes, you take control of the phones, 800-259-9231. Otherwise, say we start with an email tonight, Manwich.
Okay, I'm with you.
What do we got?
Well,
by the way, the email address here is ftl@freetalklive.com. That is ftl@freetalklive.com. We don't guarantee we'll read your emails, but it can happen.
Well, we have a gentleman named Brian who disagrees with us.
Oh, okay. I like this kind of email.
I agree the TSA has too much power and corruption and no checks and balances. Good. I'm glad we agree that the TSA has too much power and corruption, and no checks and balances.
Well, they're a monopoly organization. I mean, there's no other security, there's no other airport security group that could possibly be competing with them.
So, and consequently, that's where you have your problems.
Yeah.
But the idea that you could have a high-security airlines and low-security airlines is poorly thought out. The problem comes in that if the low-security airline does have an issue, it's going to affect the people at large and possibly kill people who wouldn't have been killed if they were properly checked.
I don't think he quite understands the benefits of a low-security airline, because this is the real solution to all of the problems in the airline world, in the airline industry. I mean, the businesses, Delta, are they even still in business, Delta? I know they're kind of like on the edge. There's a number of these airlines.
They're flying.
There's a number of these airlines that while they're flying while bankrupt or they're having some real tough financial troubles. And it comes directly from the amount of government regulation that's involved in the airline industry.
I'd say that's true.
I have heard numbers saying that 50% of the amount of the amount that you spend on your tickets, 50% of that is just taxes on fuel costs alone. That's just what I've heard. I'm not an airline expert. If you are, 800-259-9231. But just it's tremendous, tremendous taxation at the business level, which of course it's all passed on to the consumer.
Has to be.
The airports, 99% of them are government-run, government-owned, government-maintained. And so what we have to try and do, man, which is imagine life without government regulating this industry. Is it possible? Of course it is. Where individual airports are owned by individual companies. And each airline gets to set its own security procedures. Now, let's say that you've got, as he talks about in his email, the high-security airline and the low-security airline. And I'm sure there'd be something in between as well. But on a low-security airline, you might be able to get on board with on the plane and just kind of let them know what weapons you have on you. You know, that might be the only security requirement. Just be honest about what weapons you have on you. And if you've got a gun, you know, let's make sure that it doesn't pierce the hull with the type of bullets that you have. Although we've heard that's not even a big deal either.
Yeah, you know,
the
whole depressurization thing is a little blown. They
dramatize it a little bit in the movies.
Quite
apparently.
A bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, it wouldn't be certainly the first gun that was on a plane. I personally don't want to fly that airline.
Really?
That's my opinion.
Why?
I'm just not comfortable with
because
it.
Because of the kind of like what he's saying, he believes that there'd be terrible, calamitous things happening.
I don't like the idea of flying on planes with a bunch of people with guns.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the idea. No. I don't like guns.
So you think people on planes should be prevented from having guns?
I'm not saying that they should be prevented from having guns. I just don't want to fly on the airline where they have a bunch of guns.
What if there's just a few guns?
You know, it doesn't really bother me. The few wouldn't bother me, but
how would you know?
You don't.
So I guess my question for you is, would you fly on the lower security airline or would you prefer the high security airline?
I would probably fly a mid-level airline that didn't really pay much attention to either side.
Hmm. So mid-level, what would mid-level security
entail? Because I don't think you're going to have a very easy time hijacking an airplane in the American airspace anymore.
Period. Any airplane.
I think that Americans, pretty tough lot. Nice folks until you screw with them.
Right.
But, they just recently flew some airplanes into some buildings. And
I agree with that.
You're not going to hijack any more airplanes. I don't care if you've got a Laws rocket. Okay? I don't care if you've got dynamite strapped around your waist. The only thing you're going to be able to do here in America is blow up the thing that you're on.
Well,
so
like,
if you're in a stadium, you know, if you're in a portion of a stadium, mm-hmm. you can blow up a portion of a stadium. If you're on a big bus, you can blow up a bus. If
right.
you're on an airplane, you can blow up the airplane. But you're not going to take an airplane and fly it into a building and kill 1,000 people.
That's just because they won't stand for it.
No.
The people on these airlines will do what it takes to
absolutely
tackle the individual. That's what
right.
I mean. I just kind of feel like you're still at more risk if you're on the high security airline, because then the terrorists are guaranteed that nobody else on board has any sort of weapons.
Sure.
And then you can only use bare fists and brute force. Whereas if you were on a mid-level security or low security airline, anybody else on the airline might have some form of weapon on them to counteract any sort of terrorist that would come on there. So I feel like he's all afraid that the low security airline is more likely to get hijacked, when I think it's probably going to be the most secure, simply because the people on the plane are armed. That's what keeps us secure in our day-to-day lives, man, which that's why it is that people in states that allow you to carry guns, there are some states that don't really like you to carry guns, I guess. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just New York City and big cities. New York City, Washington, D.C. The reason why there's more gun violence in those places is because it's outlawed. You can't carry weapons in those cities, so who carries the weapons?
Criminals do.
Well, the people that don't mind breaking the law. And the people... Whereas in the other states, like here in Florida, I know after they changed over to the... I don't know, it's not shall issue here, it's just a concealed permit here in Florida. After they changed to that, violent crime dropped like a rock. And why wouldn't the same thing apply to airlines?
If you own a handgun, you're mm-hmm. 7 times more likely that you or a member of your family is going to die from that handgun than the marauding
yeah.
burglar.
Okay, and as far as accidents are concerned, sure.
That's the thing. If you give everybody a gun on an airplane...
We're not giving everybody a gun on an airplane. We're allowing people who carry guns to carry them on the airplane, the people who normally carry guns. Out of a room of 100 random Americans, how many of them are carrying a gun, man? Which I don't know. Do you?
No.
Okay.
But I would say that it's few.
Did I say I wanted to hand everybody a weapon as they got on the plane? No.
All I'm saying is the more guns there, the more deadly instruments on mm-hmm. the airplane, the more chances of a deadly accident.
Absolutely. However, let's take a look at gun shows. Now, I'm not a gun expert, and I haven't spent a lot of time at gun shows, but I have been to maybe 4 to 5 of them, so probably more than the average American, and I've worked there at a booth. I've worked there at a booth for the Libertarian Party, as a matter of fact, just kind of promoting liberty amongst gun owners. And of the 4 or 5 times that I have been in the gun show, I'll admit to you, man, which one time, I believe a gun went off in the arena. And it was a total accident. Nobody was harmed because everybody in the gun show area tends to know a thing or two about guns and how to handle them and where to point them and that sort of thing and where not to point them more specifically. So when you've got somebody carrying a weapon, they're more likely to be on the ball in regards to how they're being safe with it. And I agree with you. Absolutely. Having a gun increases your chances of having an accident with a gun. No doubt about it. But it also increases your chances of being safe when some maniac comes around with a gun to try and kill people with.
Well,
don't you agree with that?
You sound like
a gun banner tonight.
No, I'm not a gun banner. You know I'm not a gun banner. I'm Second Amendment. But
well,
I just don't like the damn things. That doesn't make me
like
a gun
either,
banner.
But that doesn't mean that I want to...
Look, nobody wants
them.
To hijack a gun show, okay? You
of
can't
not.
Fly at
just
any
like
frickin'
nobody
where. And nobody's
want...
drinking beer at a gun show.
Just like nobody would want to hijack an airline with a bunch of gun owners on it. More coming back. This is your show, Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. What kind of airline security would you like to see?
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call Lays Med at 702-953-0267 today.
Welcome to RealityZone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said, we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the phones. 800-259-9231. It's a Saturday night edition. It's Ian here with
you. And Manwich.
And literally anything goes from the political to the personal. 800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have updates. If there's something fresh to announce about the show, some sort of news item about Free Talk Live, we will send it to you via your email box. If you're on the updates list, just go to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com. We're talking about airline security. And you and I are kind of coming to a, I don't know if we're really quite disagreeing on this. I guess I'm not sure where you stand, man. Which personally, I'm a fan of allowing airlines to set their own security protocols. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. So I personally would like to see an airline come around that has very low security procedures, meaning they'll let you come on board with whatever weapons you happen to be carrying. I'd just be interested to see what would happen in that case.
Same here.
Okay. You wouldn't necessarily ride on that airline.
I wouldn't necessarily ride on that airline.
So I'm just curious.
I don't own a motorcycle either.
Okay.
I support people's rights to buy them.
Great. I'm just curious as to what airline you would feel comfortable riding in your... Just, you can create a fantasy. Man, which airlines, what would the security procedures be like? What would make you feel comfortable?
I would prefer that people were, didn't bring guns in the airplane, but I wouldn't have a lot of security measures in place. Perhaps a metal detector. Mm-hmm. Metal detector might be the worst thing. Like something that goes beep when you walk through it, but not five people standing around the damn thing making sure whether or not it goes beep.
So if it goes beep, and then you can get a pat down?
Something like, you know.
And if you found a weapon,
like
then what?
I don't
Confiscated?
Know. Confiscated? I don't know.
So you don't even know what you want.
I don't know what I want.
Well, maybe Webster knows what he wants. Webster in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello, Webster. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good,
hey,
sir.
I just wanted to let you, well, I wanted to remind you that Congress did pass a law ways back allowing airline pilots to be armed, and the Senate passed that same law, and President Bush signed it.
Mm-hmm.
And turned it over to the head of transportation safety, Norman Mineta, who was a Clinton holdover.
Mm-hmm.
And Norman Mineta and his understudy, whatever his name is, both Clinton holdovers, has put up so many hoops for the pilots to jump through and made it so difficult for them to get permission to qualify carry a gun on their airline.
You know, I think it's interesting, Webster, that you mentioned that there are Clinton holdovers. They're just bureaucrats, right?
Exactly.
So why is it, if they're such a problem, why is it that they haven't been fired from their jobs yet?
That's a good question.
Well, the answer is because they all don't care. None of these bureaucrats care. Whether they're Bush holdovers or Clinton holdovers, they're all just after your freedoms, and they just want to take them, and they want to keep them, and they don't care about the pilots. It was probably all symbolism anyway. They knew that it wasn't going to be actually effective for a number of years, and so I think that the pilots should just start carrying weapons. What would happen if all of a sudden the pilots that wanted to carry weapons just showed up to work armed one day?
I think maybe there'd be a major decrease in airline travel.
You think so?
Yeah, if the pilots want to carry a gun and won't fly without it, then who's going to fly the plane?
Well, I guess the idea would be that it'd be kind of like a gun strike almost. They'd bring their guns and they'd either be allowed to fly their plane or no planes would get flown.
Right.
I'm
all in favor of a general political strike on the subject of gasoline anyhow.
Now, what do you mean? What do you mean with that?
Political strike, that's where everybody just sits down, won't go to work because they don't have the gasoline, because they can't afford it, and just let's see what happens.
Well, I don't know if that's as much of a political strike as it's an economic strike. I mean, the politicians aren't going to care about that, but the economy's going to be suffering as a result of people not going to work.
That's true.
I don't know if I want to punish our economy because there's high gas prices. How about this? Here's a solution for you. How about we get the government out of regulating the energy business? That way people with new revolutionary ideas as to how to power things can actually come up and try to sell their ideas to industry, and that way we can actually have some competition instead of just having to rely on the oil industry.
Yeah, I'm all for that. How do we get the government out of it?
That's the tricky part, Webster. Sure is easy. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. That's certainly the question we're asking every night here on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm afraid we are.
What can we do to end this crazy government control of our lives? 1-800-259-9231. I think civil disobedience is going to be a big part of it here in the near future. Let's go to the phones to Dan in Alabama. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
Hey.
I was calling with a cop story.
Oh, okay.
I know you guys like these. And
is it a bad cop story?
It's actually a rare, I consider it a good cop story.
Huh.
The cop is, he does enforce a marijuana law, but the way he handles it and the laws in this particular area were not so bad.
Okay.
Maybe we can call it a better cop story.
Good, good. I want to hear the story, Dan.
And I saw this on the show Cops, and usually they really kind of glorify the gung-ho cops that are, really busting people and making them out to be like hardened criminals.
But yeah.
Basically what happened was you're, of course, riding along with the cop, and he sees a car that rolls through a stop sign. So pulls the car over, and it's two teenage guys, a white guy and a black guy. The white kid is driving. So the cop walks up to the window, and immediately he's like, "Holy cow, I'm getting the munchies just standing here."
The cop said that?
Yeah, yeah, that's what the cop says. And he's like, you know, "You guys have some marijuana in the car." And this is in Oregon State, by the way.
Okay.
And the kid says, "Yeah, actually, we just smoked a joint." Hands the cop a roach. And for those who may not know, it's the, you know, stubbed end of a marijuana
butt,
joint.
Yes.
And so the cop says, "Now the smell is really strong. Do you have more pot in the car?"
Mm-hmm.
And the kid says no. And he says, "Okay, we'll go ahead and step out." So kid steps out. Cop gives him a really quick field sobriety, you know, "Follow my finger." He says, you're not intoxicated. You should be fine to drive. Are you sure this is all the pot you have? Do you mind if I look?"
What? Whoa, that's unusual. I wouldn't have expected the cop to ask in that case. If the kid handed over a roach, that's probable cause for a search right there.
Yeah, and so the kid says, "No, go ahead." And the cop says, "Well, if this roach is all you have, I'll destroy it right here, and you can go on because you're not intoxicated."
Wow.
And so the kid and the passenger, you know, have a seat on the curb. The cop's partner, you know, occupies them while the cop searches. Well, the search does turn up a, you know, a box, like a stash box that, you know, pot smokers tend to keep their stash in.
Okay.
And, you know, it's a pretty negligible amount of pot.
Gotcha.
But the cop says, "Hey, you know, you lied to me."
Yeah,
but
that's kinda...
This is all I found. Cop confiscates it, writes the kid a ticket for a fine, and says, "Next time, smoke at home."
That's amazing. And they let him go?
Yeah, let him go. Gave him a citation and let him go.
Well, congratulations to the Oregon cops, whoever that was in that case, because that was just incredibly reasonable of them. Well, let's come back and talk about a little bit more. Thanks for the call, Dan. 800-259-9231. What was weird about that? Stop. We'll talk about it. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and you can take control if you want. 800-259-9231 is the number, and you can bring up anything from the political to the personal. And we're here live at Dean here with you.
And Manwich.
800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com, where we have live streaming. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both of them on the house, freetalklive.com. We just got off the phone with Dan in Alabama, and he was telling us a story that he saw on Cops, the TV show. And normally, when you're watching Cops, they select, I think they're very selective about what it is that they put on the air. And I was shocked about the story that he told us, because normally on Cops, they tend to put only footage on that pumps up the cops, that makes the cops look like they can do whatever they want to. When the cops go up and ask someone to search on Cops, if you ever see the cops ask somebody to if they could search their car, 99 times out of 100, the answer is yes. I don't think I've ever seen it. Anybody say no to them?
I don't watch the show, so I think I've seen it a few times.
From the episodes that I've seen, that tends to be how it is. They tend to show encounters with people that don't know their rights. I mean, if they actually were to film an encounter with somebody that stood up to the cops,
I think they tend to have encounters with people that don't know their rights.
This is true as well. I agree with that. But I believe firmly that if they encountered somebody with the film crew that knew their rights, they wouldn't put that in the show. Just because I feel like that's how the show is edited, that's how it's put together. Which is why I was shocked to hear Dan's story, which basically he said two kids got pulled over, the cop comes up to the window, it smells like weed, makes some kind of funny, flippant comment, which I actually found kind of cute.
Mm-hmm.
And then he asks the kids if they have anything in the car. The kid hands him a roach, which is, of course, the butt of a marijuana cigarette.
Now you're doing it.
Yes, I am. So he hands the guy a roach, and then he gets out to do a sobriety test, which he passes. It would seem to me that in some more stringent states, this was Oregon, in some of the more stringent anti-drug states, that would never have happened.
It doesn't seem like it to me.
If there was smoke billowing out of the car in some other states, those cops are going to take you down to the clink.
Yeah.
So that right there was shocking. Then the kid said there was no more pot. The cop asked if he could search. That right there was either the cop being really nice or not knowing what he could get away with. Because in every other case, if they ask you if they can search, it means they have no probable cause. But if they've already gotten you with a crime,
yeah,
if you're already guilty of a crime, if they can see the joint in the ashtray or worse, you handed it to them, that's proof right there that you had something, which means there may be some more, and therefore you don't really need to ask for permission if you're a cop.
And folks, if you're going to let the cop search the car, don't lie to him about there not being any more pot.
Yeah.
You butthead.
Well, on Free Talk Live, and this isn't a legal advice show, we're not lawyers, but I always suggest that you never allow the cops to search. Because, as I said, if they're asking you for permission, it means they don't have probable cause. That's why they're asking you. Otherwise, they'd just say, get out of the car, and they'd start searching it.
Right.
So, they searched the car, they found a little bit more marijuana, and then they ticketed the dude. What is it? Are there more lax marijuana laws up there in Oregon?
That's my impression that they do have lax.
Well, I know they have medical marijuana up there, but you know, he didn't show a prescription. Anyway, interesting little case. So the moral of the story, as always, when it comes to police searches is don't consent to police searches. It doesn't matter if you don't have anything. That's the best reason to not consent, because
right,
they're going to waste your time. They're going to waste. Not only are they going to waste your time on the side of the road. I don't know about you, but I usually have somewhere I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to waste your time, and then if you got stuff in the back of your car or in the back of your truck bed or whatever,
tear it up.
They're going to just tear it up, put it on the ground, and you're going to put it back.
Yeah.
So you're going to waste even more time.
Have fun cleaning up after them.
Let's go to the phones, to the fun, to Robert in California. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
How you guys doing?
Hey, good, man. Sir.
Good. I guess I should get a little backstory. My dad runs a TV production studio here locally in Riverside.
Okay.
And Governor Schwarzenegger's out on a tour promoting 4 propositions that we have on our ballot this Tuesday.
Okay.
Specifically, I don't know if you're familiar with the redistricting situation in California.
Not at all.
Basically,
doesn't sound very interesting either. Go ahead.
I'll try to make it a little more exciting. Basically,
okay.
the people in Sacramento here get to choose their own districts, and the way that it works is they design it in such a way that they always win. So, like in
it's
the last
called
election,
gerrymandering.
Not uncommon.
In the last election, not a single incumbent lost.
Ugh.
So that's one of his propositions, and he came down there to speak. So because obviously we run a TV show. With local politics, we went down there to...
So wait, the proposition would allow people to do what? I missed that.
Basically, it undoes that. It lets... It gives 3 retired judges draw it out, and then they send it to the people to vote on it to approve their...
Oh, so the people would be voting on the new districts,
yes.
Basically? Okay, interesting.
Still useless, but okay.
So what about it?
Anyway, so we went down there, and... basically, they gave us a very hard time because we didn't have press credentials.
Hmm.
And my thinking was, you know, our press credential is the First Amendment. I mean, it says freedom of press.
Yeah, we have to. Yeah. Oh, well, you know, you and your silly constitution, Robert. Don't you know by now that they'll just restrict whoever they want to and allow in whoever they want to? And there's nothing you can do about it beyond filing a lawsuit and then waiting 10 years for a verdict?
Well, it certainly seems that way, yes.
Yeah.
So it would appear.
I hate to rain on your parade there.
No, I mean, I was aware of it when I went in there, and I told my dad that anyway. I said, they're not going to let us in with the camera. I said, well, we'll try, you know.
That never hurts to try.
He's more of an optimist. I'm sort of a realist, and I've come to the conclusion that, obviously, they don't care about freedom of press, freedom of speech, any of that.
Here's the other conclusion. California is hopeless.
Well, I know.
Get to New Hampshire.
Yeah, my girlfriend's still in college, and I'm planning on running for local office here, so.
Oh, that's good. It's good. Good experience. Good footwork. That way, you'll be an experienced activist by the time you get up to the free state. Great call, Robert. Thanks for it, man. 800-259-9231. Because that's what we need. We need the best, the cream of the crop, activists to come up to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and so we can set that state free, and we can prove to the rest of the world that liberty actually does work. Let's go to Christian in New York. Christian, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's happening, Christian?
Not much. Are you guys aware of this new situation with Sony?
I think I know what you're referring to.
The rootkit problem.
Can you explain?
Okay.
I read it, and I don't really get what it's saying.
Yes.
Okay. What a rootkit is basically it's at the base level of the computer.
Mm-hmm.
It installs it directly through the admin. And it hides itself, basically.
What is it, and how does this happen?
Whenever you try to run one of the new Sony CDs, if it says copy protected enhanced on it, it will basically, the second you try to run the CD, it says this needs to install software to run on your CD. Run on your CD drive.
Right.
And when it tries to run, if you say okay, it'll install the software on your computer, and it basically takes over, it watches what you're doing on your computer, and it'll stop you from, burning extra copies for backup purposes.
It's basically spyware written by Sony.
Yeah, pretty much. And a whole lot of people are pissed about this, because when you try to if you know what you're doing and you know how to uninstall rootkit somehow, if you try to uninstall it without going to Sony and getting the official uninstall kit, it'll basically break your CD drive.
What?
Yeah, it will. You cannot run anything. Your computer will not be able to send the CD drive.
That's just amazing. So basically, what you have to do is just not buy Sony CDs.
Yeah, well, and then if you try to email Sony about it, they make you run through a bunch of hoops to get it uninstalled. You actually have to install 2 more pieces of software to get rid of it.
Well, call for a boycott. You know, I say don't buy Sony CDs if they're going to just install software on your computer. And it's going to be basically spyware. Thanks, Christian. More coming back. Free Talk Live. Take control of the show.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful frontline of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, this Saturday night edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so plenty of time for you to make your call. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the bulletin board system, the Shrine of Female Listeners, archives, live streaming, much more. All of it for free, and you can register your appreciation of the fact that we give you all that for free by going to vote for the show. How do they vote for the show, Manwich?
Go to vote.freetalklive.com.
Yeah.
All you got to do is enter your email address in. They'll send you a confirmation. Click on the, open up the confirmation, click on it, and you're in.
That's it.
Seconds.
Maybe a minute at most. So vote.freetalklive.com. And your votes help keep us on the top 10. Right now, I think we're number 3, I believe.
Oh, man, we're slipping.
You know, it's tough competition. We need you to go and vote for the show. Vote.freetalklive.com. But we're the number 3 podcast in the world. That's out of 9,000-plus podcasts, which is pretty good. Not too shabby, but thanks to you, the hundreds of you who have gone and voted so far. We just need another 100 or two. That'll put us way in the lead. We're only behind by a few votes, I believe. But vote.freetalklive.com.
Go to your computer. Vote now.
The fewer votes we're behind by, the more your vote counts. The more your one vote will count. Vote.freetalklive.com. Okay, enough of that. Back to the email, man. Because we started the show out with an email, and it kind of was a dual pronged email. The first part was about airline security. The second part,
now for the second prong, private food inspection would never work for the same reason government inspection doesn't work. How many times do you see the hidden camera exposés of bad food prep? There does need to be standards for safety to the general public, and if you leave it to the businesses, they will never favor the consumer.
What? Read that again from the top.
It doesn't, a lot of it doesn't make any sense.
He contradicts himself.
Well, he says that private food inspections would never work for the same reason government inspections don't work.
There he admitted that government inspections don't work, but then down the line he says there should be government standards for health.
Right, and so, but
it doesn't work.
And if the private inspections fail for the same reason the government ones do, then why in the world would we want the government ones? I'd rather have the freedom that comes with the useless inspection than to just have a useless inspection with a lack of freedom.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you, if one of these inspectors, from the government gets a bug up his rear end for you, and you're in the restaurant business.
Mm-hmm. He'll make your life a living hell.
The only thing you can do is move out of the county.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to, if you don't want to get registered with a Better Business Bureau, and instead you want to go with, Craigslist or
the Clean Restaurant Association,
whatever association it is that you want to get registered with, you have those options. You have a couple of them.
Sure.
You know, if, for instance, maybe your ex father-in-law runs the local Better Business Bureau. You think you're going to get a good rating from those people? Not if you had a bad relationship with your ex-wife.
Indeed.
Mm.
Indeed.
So, I mean, that's just kind of how these things go. There should be opportunities.
I think it's interesting because, he says he doesn't think it would work for the same reason that the government one doesn't work. But the reason the government one doesn't work has nothing to do with any reason why a private version wouldn't work. In fact, I think it's asinine to suggest a private version wouldn't work because...
They do.
Because there'd be competition involved there.
Underwriters Laboratory works great.
Yeah, whereas there's no competition whatsoever when it comes to government health inspections. Think about this, man. Which, as a consumer, you should be free to choose where you want to eat based on whatever variety of factors you think's important. If you think health is important, if you think cleanliness is really important, then only eat at the restaurants that have the strictest inspections. And he's saying, well, haven't you ever seen those TV shows? I've seen them, and they're disgusting.
Yeah, they are gross.
With the guys stirring drinks with their members and putting bodily fluids in food, and this stuff happens. We've taken calls from people.
And all the inspections in the world aren't going to stop it if they want to do that.
Never. But and so as disturbing as that is, if you had a private inspection agency, multiple private inspection agencies competing to prove that they're the best or to prove that the restaurants that they inspect are the cleanest, then you're going to have a competition amongst the restaurants. Let's just say you and I are both restaurateurs in the same town. And I've recently hired Jay's restaurant inspection service, and you've hired Bob's restaurant inspection service.
Okay.
And Jay's restaurant inspection service, at the current time when I hired them, offers a once-a-week inspection. Now, just to give you some perspective, ask anybody, anybody in the restaurant business,
how often the government comes by to inspect the restaurant.
Once a year at best.
At the very, very, very best. Now, how in the world is the health department...
And they call in advance.
How is the health department going to enforce anything by coming every 720 days
and giving them an advance notice? It's a joke. Okay, that's a joke.
Yes.
So here we are. We're back in our situation. I've hired Jay. You've hired Bob. And Jay's inspects on a once a week basis. Now Bob's only inspects on a once a month basis because you don't really think. I mean, you think you're clean enough, and your clients feel like you're clean enough. So why should you bother with more than once a month?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you're starting to lose clients to me. Maybe a couple of your clients go out of your business one day saying, you know, there were some spots on your forks. We're going to go over to Ian's restaurant because he's certified by Jay's health service, and they check his business once per week. Well, then you might up your checkings to once per week in order to try to compete with me. And then maybe I'd up mine to once per day. I've got somebody coming into my restaurant every single day.
Highly unlikely to me, by the way.
You're saying it's unlikely because the government only does it once a year. But seriously, the only reason this wouldn't be the only reason this would be unlikely is if people don't care about cleanliness.
They don't care that much.
That's what you say, but
I don't really know
what people think.
Well, here I'll tell you about this: is there is a system for cleanliness and checks and balances is what people can see in the restaurant. And
sure.
I was just at Friday. I was at the nicest sushi restaurant in town, and I got a glass with lipstick prints on it.
Mm-mm-mm.
That was what my water was in. Now, you can't tell me that the free market is working here, and people just say, oh, there's lipstick on this glass. Here you go, bus Dust bus guy.
No, I agree with you. Probably most people don't care. But if they did, that would be the result. Don't you agree?
Absolutely.
Escalating competition for cleanliness.
Absolutely.
More coming back. Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Attention drivers, poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents and fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protect a complete fuel system treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new in only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the phones at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com and check out our listener map. It's at map.freetalklive.com. Of course, it's free. You can plot yourself on our listener map. It's a worldwide map. It'll actually show you who might be nearby in your area that also listens to Free Talk Live. In fact, we've reunited some old college buddies, as a matter of fact.
It's weird.
Two guys that hadn't seen each other in 15 years mm-hmm. just happened to spot each other on the Free Talk Live listener map, and just warms my heart when that stuff happens. Map.freetalklive.com. Go ahead and add yourself. You can add a picture of yourself. You can add a little phrase as well as actually your location. It's pretty neat. Map.freetalklive.com. We're talking about restaurant cleanliness and the free market and how clean they could be in the free market, how competition could actually provide you with a cleaner eating experience. That is, if people were really demanding it. And people are demanding safe cars. You know, on the automotive commercials, they always have 5-star crash yes. rating. So they're always touting that kind of stuff.
Certainly care about safe cars.
So there could very well be a few restaurants in town that are really pushing the fact
yep.
that we're the cleanest restaurant in town.
Well, they can do that now, though. I mean, they can cook in front of people. You know, they can
yes.
have their kitchens wide open, and the people can see, oh, wow, that's...
And by the way, those are cool. I do like those kind of
well,
restaurants.
Well, you know they're clean.
Let's go to Corey in Minnesota. Corey, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, man.
I just want to say exactly what you were saying, Manwich, about, you know, there is a new trend, and that's having the open kitchen like a Subway or Chipotle or all these different places that allow you to see what they're preparing in front of you so you know what you're going to eat when you're, you know, biting into your burrito or whatever.
Yeah. My favorite of those kinds of restaurants has to be the Japanese kind of Johto steakhouse sort of thing where the dude comes out and he's got all the stuff with him and you've got that kind of hot table, that cooking table that he literally cooks it right in front of you. Right. Those guys are always so funny.
You know, and I would also say that I would say a lot of those places are actually cleaner than the average household because there's a lot of germs that people may not clean all the time.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't know if you saw the ABC News 2020 thing a couple weeks ago on germs and how many germs there are in your household and all this.
They take the black light around to the bedroom?
Yeah, they did a study where they took like they did a sample of germs on your desk at work versus the toilet seat, you know, to see what was
really?
Actually more germier, and it was your office, you know, and your keyboard and all that, where people eat there all the time.
I wouldn't doubt that at all. You know, your fanny is relatively protected most of the day.
Sure.
The toilet seat doesn't really come in contact with, I mean, it's close to bad stuff, but it's not touching bad stuff. Whereas hands, really, really yucky. Yucky bad things.
Right. I think John does a really good job at exposing myths, and I think a real big myth is that government is going to be there for you at every meal when you go to a restaurant.
And, yeah.
You know, and really they're not. You know, it could be dirty, but I think when it comes down to it, you know, it's the waiter or waitress, it's the business owner, it's you, you know, looking at your food and, you know, determining how dirty or how safe it is, and then all of these people making decisions on how to make it better. And, you know, I mean, another thing, too, a whole other aspect is that they use this. I hear the music coming, so...
You better wrap it up, man.
Well, I just want to say that a lot of people get picked on, a lot of businesses get picked on just because of this, and then some just get completely ignored, so it's not always the same for every business.
Yeah, and of course, a lot of the times you never know if you're getting dirty food because you don't know what's going on back there in those kitchens. Thanks for the call, Corey, and we're coming up with hour number two on the way, smoking bans.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.